And this is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien. The U.S. Supreme Court's decision to temporarily freeze the Obama administration's clean power plan gives Montana Governor Steve Bullock some breathing room as he campaigns for a second term. The high court's stay allows the Democrats' reelection campaign to avoid, at least for now, the thicket of political thorns growing out of the debate over the future of Montana's coal industry and power generation. While Bullock likely won't have to face a decision before the election on emissions cuts that was being ordered by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, the future of the state's coal industry will likely remain a key issue in the governor's race. His likely GOP challenger, Greg Gianforte, says he'll continue hammering at Bullock for what he calls a lack of leadership over the state's energy policy. The Commissioner of Political Practices says Montana candidates are not allowed to deliberately distribute campaign material to public employees' email addresses. The decision amounts to a new rule by Commissioner Jonathan Modell. It was included in his dismissal yesterday of a campaign complaint filed against Greg Gianforte. Gianforte's campaign used work addresses included in a Montana Association of Counties directory to send a message to county officials across Montana asking them to join his team. Modell ruled that the deliberate systemic use of public employees' work addresses for campaigning amounts to coercion under Montana law. The ruling draws a distinction between campaigns targeting public workers' addresses and those that send limited or accidental mailings to them. Modell dismissed the complaint against Gianforte because that distinction had not been made prior to yesterday's ruling. Montana health officials say flu-related hospitalizations are down 95% from the same period last year. The Billings Gazette reports the flu season began in October and should end in early June. According to the Montana Department of Health and Human Services, this season saw only 22 hospitalizations as of February 9th. Last season, there were 441 hospitalizations in the same time period. Across Montana, there have been only two flu-related deaths so far. There were 24 during the last season. There also are new testing rules from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention that could play a role in the number of flu cases reported. Despite the lower numbers, health officials say people should still take precautions against the disease. After refusing a plea agreement, the former CFO of the Vans appliance store chain has been named a co-defendant in the federal case against former CEO George Leslie Manlove. The Missoulian reports that Paul Nisbet pleaded not guilty to 221 felonies, the same charges filed against Manlove. A 22-year-old Evergreen man has entered a guilty plea in the death of his girlfriend's 2-year-old son. Brandon Newberry entered an Alford plea yesterday to mitigate a deliberate homicide. In exchange, prosecutors will recommend a 40-year prison term when he's sentenced April 19th. Missoula County Public Schools says a data breach that affected over 1,100 students also included private information on alumni and deceased students. The Missoulian newspaper reports the district initially said Hellgate High School students' information had been compromised after an assistant principal included the information in a December email to parents. Superintendent Mark Thane said in a January 18th letter that information on former Hellgate students had also been released. Staff charged with informing those affected by the data breach found that about 200 people weren't registered as current students. They also sent letters to at least two former students who have died. Thane says the data dated back to the 2012-2013 school year. The email included an attached document containing students' academic, medical, disciplinary, and criminal information. A Wyoming legislative committee has defeated a bill to bar state game managers from investigating or prosecuting people for killing wolves and grizzly bears as long as the animals remain federally protected. Sponsor Senator Larry Hicks, a Baggs Republican, yesterday told a House committee that Wyoming isn't obligated to enforce provisions of the Federal Endangered Species Act. Grizzly bears and wolves are both federally protected species. Opponents of the bill, however, said it could interfere with efforts to delist Wyoming wolves and grizzlies. Brian Nesvik is chief warden of the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. Nesvik told lawmakers the department quit handling law enforcement investigations related to wolves after a federal judge reinstated federal protections for them in Wyoming in 2014. The state cooperates with federal officials on grizzly cases. A Bozeman man involved in a 12-hour standoff with police has been charged with assault with a weapon. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports bail was set at $250,000 for 26-year-old Wesley Brockmeyer Barnhart during an initial appearance in justice court yesterday. Charging documents say one of Brockmeyer Barnhart's housemates called the police Tuesday to report that he had fired a shot at him and his girlfriend after they left the house. Another roommate said the suspect had argued with a third roommate about a dirty microwave at about 4:30 Tuesday morning. Prosecutors say he used an axe to break the woman's bedroom door and ordered her and her boyfriend to leave at gunpoint. Deputy Gallatin County Attorney Jesse Bushnell notes that Brockmeyer Barnhart threatened to kill law enforcement officers during the standoff that ended at about 4:30 Tuesday afternoon. Thanks a lot for listening. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Edward O'Brien.